This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. Outlets for news and gossip about celebrities have evolved over the past 15 years, from magazines like Us Weekly and People to a bunch of websites, things like TMZ and Perez Hilton. But the experience of reading or looking at them is pretty much the same. It's passive. Pictures, snarky comments about outfits and hairstyles. But what if you could see how celebrities interact with each other? How they talk, fight, and like each other's stuff on social media? Well, there's an Instagram account called The Shade Room that may be right for you. Jenna Wortham, a staff writer at The New York Times, recently profiled the secretive account. Hey, Jenna, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Noelle.
Okay, so what are we going to see in the Shade Room?
Well, you're going to see a lot of things that are very specific to social media. So the Shade Room, unlike, I guess, its contemporaries or predecessors, really traffics in the kind of gossip that our social media presence and our social media accounts tend to give off. So you'll see comments about who's following whom, like who's been liking other photos, what people have been saying to each other in the comments section. It's very much kind of an intra-Instagram kind of network.
And this sets it apart, right? Because I was looking in the Shade Room, I guess, this morning, and there was like a picture of Rihanna coming out of a restaurant. There was kind of a grainy picture of Will Smith with his head shaved. But the point isn't so much that it's just pictures. It's that if Kanye West likes Rihanna's photo, then I know that something's up, right?
Exactly. And I think that's sort of where the Shade Room sets itself apart, is that it does sort of do what the traditional outlets do in some ways. I mean, it kind of posts a photo and a snappy caption, but it really tends to focus on, you know, when Rihanna and Nicki Minaj are having a back and forth on Instagram. It captures that and posts it and aggregates that all in one space.
So one detail from your piece that I really loved is that the Shade Room, the account, is run by a 24-year-old woman who is so secretive that she would only give you her first name, Angie.
Right.
Why?
You know, I think Angie was really smart in that she knows that the appeal of Shade Room is that it kind of has this sort of Oz-like omnipotence, and to sort of show the wizard behind the curtain would remove some of the mystique and the mystery. And it also has a feeling of a community, and I think that it being a little bit more vague and a little bit more mysterious allows the readers and the commenters, which she calls her roommates, to participate in the fun a little bit more. And I think that she's smart to realize that, you know, that it doesn't feel like a traditional news site.
And does she make money? Does she have employees?
She has a couple employees, and she does make money. I mean, it's the concept of the Shade Room started on Instagram, and then it branched out, and there's a regular blog, there's a Twitter account, there's a Facebook account, and she sells advertising across all of them, and her audience is very engaged. I mean, people stay on the site, and they, you know, on the Facebook account, they're interacting, they're liking, they're sharing, they're commenting. They're doing that on Instagram, too, so I think that makes it very valuable to her advertisers who want to reach a very, very attuned audience.
Do you think the Shade Room has ambitions to break news, or is it solely to reflect what's going on in the world of pop culture?
I would imagine that, you know, Angie's an entrepreneur. She's a really, really smart and savvy businesswoman. I think down the line, absolutely, it could be a place where people break news or want to make announcements or, you know, talk about an album release or a new concert tour. I don't think that's out of her reach at all.
It's a year old and she is only 24 years old, so I guess there is no telling what she'll do next. Jenna Wortham is a staff writer for The New York Times Magazine. Jenna, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.